News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Donald Trump and Kamala Harris will go head to head tonight in the first presidential debate airing on ABC. That'll be happening at 1 o'clock in the morning in our time, 2 months out from November's election. And David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief with The Guardian, joins us now this morning. David, what can we expect this evening? Will there be fireworks?
Yes, to a degree, I think. We've got 90 minutes. We have no studio audience. Possibly to Donald Trump's advantage, the microphones will be muted when it's not your turn to speak. So that will stop him interrupting as much as he did Joe Biden in the first debate 4 years ago. But it's going to be, you know, a fascinating clash of styles, I think. Kamala Harris, a career prosecutor who's been in courtrooms, and then Donald Trump, far more improvisational and unpredictable. And of course, he happens to actually be a convicted criminal felon after that case earlier this year. With Trump on stage, you never quite know what's going to happen.
I did hear that Kamala Harris's team had asked for the mics not to be muted. I think they perhaps wanted Trump to hang himself with his interruptions. But what will be the main issues, as you see it, on the table being battled over this evening?
I think policy-wise, there will be the economy, which is perennial, obviously, at these presidential debates. And in this instance, we've seen Kamala Harris try to move away from Joe Biden touting strong jobs numbers and so on to be a bit more emotionally connected with people and the cost of living and her plans to deal with price gouging, for example, and show that she gets it. People are not feeling the success on the ground. And also immigration and the southern border, which has for so long been a signature issue for Donald Trump. Harris seems to be moving more towards the center on that. It'll be interesting to see if she still criticizes Trump's border wall or to an extent actually embraces it. Whereas on the other side, I think Donald Trump's big weakness is abortion rights. He's been all over the place on that issue, even just in the last few days, whether he supports a national abortion ban or otherwise.
So will they both be kind of going after each other's Achilles heels? Is that how this is going to go, do you think?
Yes, I think they will certainly try that. And the moderators will also put those questions. It'll be crucial to see whether the moderators also do some fact-checking, especially if Donald Trump, he told numerous lies in the first debate against Joe Biden, but people tended to ignore that because of Biden's poor performance. Another deeper issue here is, to what extent does Harris embrace Joe Biden's agenda?
Are they both trying to carve themselves out as candidates for change?
Yes. There's a recent poll showing the public has a big appetite for change. They want someone different from Biden. And as things stand, they still regard Trump as more of the change candidate, as the challenger in this, even though he's been president before. So I think, Harris will be working hard. We heard her in her solo interview on CNN, using phrases like turning the page.
Okay.
I think it should be emphasized.
You mentioned polls there. Obviously, this week, I think Donald Trump is on 49 and Kamala Harris was on 48 in a recent, fairly large opinion poll. Do you have a sense that there is any kind of a swing towards Trump, or is that just trite? Is it too soon to say?
It's very hard to say. I mean, it's essentially tied. It's very, very close. I think it is fair to say that that huge burst of momentum Kamala Harris had is subsiding, at least. The honeymoon is tapering off. Trump has a very solid base. It doesn't shift much. Mm-hmm. And we've learned anything from this summer, even seismic events such as an assassination attempt don't actually move the needle a huge amount. And, it remains to be seen if presidential debates will do that.
They may well be honing in on issues that are, I suppose, related to the swing states. Lastly, how important is tonight's debate? We're hearing that it may be the only one of the campaign. Do you think that this debate could actually influence outcome?
in an election this close, I think everything matters, including a debate like this, probably especially for Kamala Harris, because, you know, this is a sprint to the finish. She's only been the nominee for a couple of months. So a lot of Americans are still getting to know her, and this is probably her biggest and best chance to define herself. And she wants to do that before the Trump campaign defines her in people's minds. It's definitely important, but history also shows that debates have a short-term impact. They don't necessarily last all the way until November. Oh. So I think there will be further twists and turns to come.
David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief with The Guardian, thank you very much for joining us. And that debate will be aired tonight in our time at 1 o'clock this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.